Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
White privilege is just an acknowledgement that our world is uneven. We live in a country that's unequal.
All human beings share solidarity. All of us are made in God's image equally and therefore worthy of dignity. We're all ruined and rebellious against God and therefore calls us solidarity in sin. And we all need the same Savior.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Which one is most agitating? That's right. Which one of the stories that I hold in my never before nicotine stained fingers is the most agitating? Jimmy, are you prepared to be the federal head for the tens and tens of people listening to this here Wretched Radio broadcast?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Story number one. The headline. Okay. I'm just going to put my cards on the table on this first one. Jimmy's likely not to find this agitating. And I guess in the grand scope of things, it's not that big of a deal, but it is to me. And that's all that matters. By the way, we're working on something. We're going to share this probably in about a week. There's a big trend going on right now on the internet machine. And the word that is driving this entire movement, which is leading to a lot of divorces, is narcissism. This is a word that gets bandied about these days. And there are internet gurus who are trying to explain what narcissism is, expanding the semantic range of the word to basically identify anybody who does anything that you maybe are not thrilled to pieces with. Therefore, they're a narcissist. And you know what you do with narcissists? You gotta cut them out like a cancer. And these gurus are receiving millions and millions of views. We're gonna share that with you in a week, because isn't it just perfectly fitting for a culture that is entirely obsessed with self to start teaching people that anybody who does anything that bugs you needs to be cut out so that you can be entirely happy? Do you smell the irony? But enough about everybody else. Back to me and my pet peeve. Here's the headline, Jimmy. Christians, comma, residents speak out on fears of Muslim call to prayer 5 times a day in rural community. Jimmy, what do you think this article is going to be about?
Well, what you just said, Christian residents speaking out about a Muslims praying in a community.
Silly rabbit. We don't get to that until the 17th paragraph. I'm not kidding. This gets up my nose so far. Please, the first or at least the second paragraph should be about the title of the article. So here's the headline again. Christians and residents speak out on fears of Muslim call to prayer 5 times a day. Here's the first paragraph. Texas governor has directed the state to launch an investigation into potential criminal activities of a Dallas area mosque behind a proposed 400-acre Islamic compound. What is that? What is that? An investigation. Apparently, there's an organization that is trying to build an Islamic town, 400 acres. It's self-contained. It is all things Islamic. And the residents aren't that happy about it, as the article goes on and on about. Paragraph 2, Texas Governor Abbott released a statement directing the Texas Rangers. They got the baseball team involved in this? Oh, here it is. The state's primary criminal investigative branch to fully investigate the East Plano Islamic Center and any of the mosque's affiliates for potentially violating criminal law. Anything about the call to prayer? Nada. Nothing. Goes on to explain where it's located. More about Governor Abbott. Paragraph 5, Governor Abbott. Paragraph 6, the latest investigation comes into potential violations, including the Texas Workforce Commission. Anything about the call to prayer? Nothing. It is ultimately paragraph 17, paragraph.
Oh, you were serious.
I'm not kidding. And this is what it says. A longtime resident at one of the city council meetings. They're upset because it's like, hey, this is like segregation. This is like having a compound of otherlies. Aren't we supposed to be mixing and mingling to a jingle bell beat? A longtime resident said her quiet rural community could be subjected to loud and repeated calls to Islamic prayer throughout the day. And then the subject gets dropped.
Ah, oh, stop burying the lead.
That's article number one, Jimmy. How agitating is that?
Well, I'm not too agitated.
I'm agitated enough for both of us, Allie.
I would say there's probably a lot of really, really decent articles out there that don't ever make it because they bury the lead here. That don't ever make it here because...
Oh, I usually just trash them, but this one was so stark. It would be like, okay, I'm reading a headline in Alpharetta. The city has determined to redesign the public swimming pool. And then the first paragraph says, NASA scientists discover on the moon that people... What? There's nothing to...
And you're done.
Number two story. Which one is most agitating? The world's wealthy... wait a second. Let me do it this way. This will be even more agitating. Jimmy, do you happen to know who the 1,901st wealthiest person is in the world, according to Forbes magazine, with an estimated net worth of $1.8 billion, as in billion dollars?
No.
That would be a televangelist.
No, that's that.
Yeah, and they don't bury the lead in this particular article. World's wealthiest televangelist lists Florida condo for sale. It's billionaire Adir Macedo of Brazil. He's selling his place on Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, for a cool $14.6 million. Oofta. Turns out the ministry, if you can even call it that, the ministry has lots of property. Last year, Trinity Foundation reported on the discovery of 40 beach houses, beach condos, and waterfront homes owned by church and ministry leaders and their nonprofit organizations. Now, it's not just this guy. Now, this is like Brian Houston's son from Hillsong. I'm shocked. $140 million worth of beachfront property from these different prosperity preachers. And yes, Hillsong is a prosperity church. It's prosperity light, but it is prosperity nonetheless. He's worth $1.8 billion. But the good news is they do only own 4 private jets. So when you consider... $1.8 billion and only 4 jets. I guess that's not so agitating. That's story number two. Story number three, let's go to Madison, Wisconsin. I like Madison. I don't really like the general worldview, but it is a great town. In fact, I'd almost like to go visit Madison. It was about 200,000 people when I spent some time there. It's just, to me, that is like ideal size city. Jimmy, would you look up Madison, Wisconsin?
Where
they at for population salute? The government is right there. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is right there. State Street right there. It is Lake Monona and Lakes Monona and Mendota, I think. Super groovy, but super liberal. And there's a Lutheran pastor. Would you be shocked if you learned it was from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America? Claiming that Jesus was wrong to correct Martha for serving. He also suggests that Jesus never actually rebuked Martha. Maybe Luke just put words in Jesus' mouth to try to keep women down. Yeah, that's our savior right there. Why doesn't the ELCA just ditch? I think they need to lose the word evangelical for certain. Lutheran, definitely. And the word church. And they probably don't even like this America. Start all over again, ELCA. That's story number three. Jimmy, what's the population there?
About 280,000.
Oh, so it hasn't grown like spectacularly.
Right. It was 269 in 2023, but the projections are 280 by this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably shrunk because of COVID.
Mm.
I'm just making that up. New Colorado bill would penalize misgendering in public places. cool. Democrats are pushing Bill 35, who cares? Dead naming and misgendering are discriminatory acts. Check this part out. Parents who refuse to affirm gender confusion might be a problem. Quote, when making child custody decisions and determining the best interests of a child for purposes of parenting time, a court shall consider dead naming, misgendering, or threatening to publish material related to an individual's gender-affirming healthcare services as types of coercive control. That's you, mom and dad. If you've got one of the spouses, and there's a divorce now in play, and one of the spouses wants Billy to be Billie Jean, and one of them hasn't lost their mind, guess who wins? That's Colorado. And it's a reminder, if I might, of the issues that I think have motivated a lot of us to look at the country and go, we just need better leadership that hasn't lost its mind. It ain't going to fix this. It simply is not going to fix crazy. We'll continue playing. Which one is most agitating? Number one. Next on Wretched Radio.
We live in a world where feelings are ruling the day. Truth, that's optional. Love, redefined. Your emotions, let them run wild, or better yet, shut them down completely. Neither extreme is biblical, but on The Better Way with Libby Glossin, you're going to find something rare. Intelligent talk radio for women that isn't swayed by culture. No truth bombs without love, no sugarcoating without substance, just a balanced biblical approach to the tough questions you're facing every day. Emotions aren't meant to be ignored, but they're also not meant to rule you. Boundaries aren't the answer, but neither is blind trust. And feminism, it's not about equality anymore, it's about dethroning God. If you're tired of the empty words and the shallow advice, it's time for something better. It's time for The Better Way with Libby Glossin. No platitudes, no nonsense, just the truth wrapped in wisdom. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Mediator. God is holy and cannot have fellowship with sinful men. But Jesus is both righteous man and holy God, and through him we have direct access to God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Sadly, there are plenty of stories to choose from. This is Wretched Radio playing. Oh, this is a good round of which story is most agitating. Jimmy, we have had four stories so far, and I'm going to warn you multiple times. A curveball is coming your way.
We didn't start with one?
No, of course we started with one. Because that would be the first one. Christian and residents speak out on fears of Muslim call to prayer five times a day. And then the article really never even talks about the headline. That might be more of an agitating just for me. Number two, a world's wealthiest televangelist lists Florida condo for sale for a cool $14.6 million. Just a reminder, I know that in our world, we tend to think that this kind of stuff, these shenanigans of these prosperity preachers, it's bad. But, you know, it's not like a sexual scandal in this instance. It's just money stuff. Jesus was not pleased with those who used religion to profit. This is why he cleared the temple. It had become nothing but a money-making scheme, and he detested it. The religion of God is not about making a profit. It's not about taking advantage of people. It's not about making faith in him transactional. Buy a thing, you're done with your duty, get on with the rest of your life. He hated it. And I think that he hates these prosperity preaching shenanigans that bilk people for billions of dollars. It is a massive industry. This televangelist from Brazil, and by the way, don't think for a second he ain't making a fortune on the backs of poor people. This dude is evil. He is robbing people so that he can have a beachfront condo that he's selling for 14.6, which apparently has just experienced a price reduction. I feel downright bad for him. Story number three, a Lutheran pastor in Madison, Wisconsin. That's no shock. Says that Jesus needed to have his worldview corrected. It was kind of sexist when he corrected Martha about serving. Dude, you are just become the poster boy for the missing the point of what the story is about. That it is so much more profitable in value to learn about the Savior, to spend time with the Savior than doing stuff. It doesn't mean you don't do stuff, but when you got the option and the alternative, duh, should be a no-brainer. Story number four. I've got two number fours. This is precisely why I have this job. Because math. Okay, that's story number five right there. Story number four is a new Colorado bill would penalize misgendering in public places. And then take the side of the parent in a custody battle who wants to mutilate their child, dress them up in clothes of the opposite gender, fill them filled with chemicals, to delay puberty and basically goof them up for life. That's the one we side with. The one who misgenders and dead names, that's the one who is controlling coercively. What a world. That's story number four. You ready for story number five?
Yes, I am.
Here it is. Idaho will require schools to teach fetal development. Oh, great. Governor Brad Little has signed a law requiring schools to teach about fetal development. It was passed in the Senate pretty overwhelmingly, 27-8, and then in the House of Reps, 63-6. The human growth and development lessons must include a high definition ultrasound video, at least 3 minutes in duration, showing the development of the brain, heart, sex organs, and other vital organs in early fetal development. Oh, just great. That's story number five, Jimmy.
Okay.
Story number five. Which one is most agitating?
Yeah, you want that to hang out there?
Yeah, that was kind of the curveball I was sending your way. I just wanted to make sure you were still tuned in. I actually love this story. This is awesome story that Idaho, what's going on in Idaho with all those Californians and Washingtonians moving in Idaho, the governor signing legislation that was voted on overwhelmingly. How could these progressives that vote against it? I just, What's wrong with showing the growth of that blob of tissue? That seems appropriate for science class, doesn't it? What's the problem? I love watching shows, secular shows, where every single time they just reveal their inconsistency. When a woman is pregnant, you're going to have a baby. No, we're not so sure. We don't know what could come out of there. Furthermore, whoop-de-doo, who cares? At this point, it's just a blob of cells. Back to Idaho for a moment. The presentation of a high-quality computer-aided gender video has to be shown. And what does it show? Well, apparently, it is baby Olivia. This is a video that shows unborn babies at various stages of development, identifying conception as the moment that life begins. Yeah, baby. The narrator asserts that at fertilization, her gender, ethnicity, hair color, eye color, and countless traits are already determined. Actually, every trait, everything is there. All done. Totipotent. The video details how the baby begins to implant in the uterus about 1 week after fertilization. Her cells, this is from the video, her cells organize into what we call an embryo at 3 weeks and 1 day. That's 22 days after fertilization. If you need help with math, Olivia's heartbeat can be detected. Now, remember, heartbeat is an arbitrary marker that does not determine the value of a human being. Because if it is the beating heart that determines whether or not we'll let the person live, people with pacemakers better run for the hills, because we can kill them too. The video continues. The buds of her arms and legs appear by 4 weeks. She begins to move between 5 and 6 weeks with both spontaneous and reflexive movements. At 6 weeks, her brain activity can be recorded and bone formation begins. Again, brain activity, irrelevant. It is a human being. The brain is an organ. The brain is not the person. The brain does not make you you. The brain, it's a computer. It's a storage center. It's a processing unit. But it is not what makes you you. And incidentally, Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, tackles that head on, because the implications for understanding the distinction between the mind and the brain are massive, especially for Christians that are wrestling with psychotropics. What do I do with my kid's diagnosis? Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can still pre-order it now if you'd like to. FortisInstitute.org/lies.
That's it.
Did I get it?
You got it.
You know me so well. FortisInstitute.org/lies. This book, it's going to be powerful. And I don't know that you wish to petition the Lord for something like this. I think that Greg has got a really good shot at being interviewed on programs like Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn, all of these programs, they are massive. And you know Greg is solid. He's one of our Fortis fellows. This thing could be really B-I-G big. The video goes on and on to describe fingers and toes, the ability to hiccup around 7.5 weeks gestation. They suck their thumb, swallow. It's a human being. And by the way, they also mention babies have survived outside the womb as early as about 20 weeks into pregnancy. And that's great information. But remember, just because it can survive outside of the womb, that doesn't mean that that is the basis that we use to save the baby in the womb. Doesn't matter if it can survive outside of the womb. It is in and of itself a human being. So salute to Idaho and good catch, Jimmy.
Well, you know, we could say there's an agitating part about that story.
Really?
Well, just the fact that it takes legislation to teach reality in school.
Well,
that's agitating.
Okay. I guess you could even argue, what are they doing teaching any of this at all? But yeah. I think under science.
No, I'm just saying that the fact that we have to have legislation and laws to teach biological reality to kids, that, you know what I mean?
Are you actually suggesting that teaching kids about fetal development is as agitating as burying the lead into the 17th paragraph. Honestly, man. All right. Story number five. Story number six. We got to make this snappy here. Timing is that Planned Parenthood provided sex explicit coloring book to kids at the Kentucky Science Center. And they apologized with a very heartfelt, oops, our bad. Why do you have an adult coloring book that has naked bodies in it in the first place? It was given to kids. All right, Jimmy, that's story number six. Which one? Hold on. Which one is most agitating?
Well, I would say it is.
I should have watched the clock a little better.
Yeah, I would say it was that last one, number six.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I think the Colorado bill.
Yeah, that is crazy too. I mean,
well, but then the Lutheran pastor being theologically wonky—that's pretty agitating.
And bearing the lead too. I mean,
and with a billionaire preacher—that's so agitating. You be the judge. This is Wretched Radio.